with Patrick Sustrich, who's the Director of Health and Wellness Services from the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. We were looking at somewhat the groundbreaking of the new Alive Health Park down in Charlotte. And Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I guess that shell's kind of filling up with stuff, isn't it?
It is. Where construction is well underway and things are moving along.
All right. For folks who don't know, who weren't listening to the program or maybe missed it, tell us about the new Alive Health Park.
Sure. Alive is an experience-based destination health park that's being spearheaded by Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, and the community has stepped up and is helping to fund the construction of this health park. And its real role and purpose is to improve the health and vitality of our community.
All right. The facility is an old Felposh grocery store and CVC pharmacy. Now, it's located a little bit outside of Charlotte. Big place. It was just empty, and it was it will be an eventually an 80,000 square foot facility. The first construction phase is 45,000 square feet, and it's supposed to be completed by the end of October.
That's correct. We're very excited to be right on track with construction. We did have a slight delay with all the rain that we had this spring and even the rain that we've been getting as of late, but our contractors have just been incredible and have been able to, I think, make up a lot of that time and keep things on track.
All right. Hayes Green Beach found the funding via finance for $10 million. They added an additional $2.7 million through grants. This facility, it's just not going to be a healthcare facility. You want that to be the focal point of Charlotte, the focal point of that side where people not only come in to get better, but where families can meet and eat and help other family members get better.
Yes, and you know, just to add a couple things to that, I definitely see this project being much beyond that of Charlotte. It truly is a destination health park. We imagine people coming from all over the community to utilize parts and pieces of this building. Additionally, the $2.7 million that has been raised thus far, the bulk of that actually has come not only from grants, but mostly from the community itself and the surrounding areas. So we've seen a tremendous support from individuals and businesses that just really see this project as something that makes sense, not just from a health standpoint, but from a socioeconomic standpoint.
All right, thanks so much, Patrick. I got to get the break. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Tony.